Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Evolution.
CliffCentral.com.
The Football Show. It's a philosophy on CliffCentral.com.
It's Wednesday and it's the Football Show, a show about football, nudes, Moses Chunga, Drake, Obama, Asanda Chuma, Fan Capture, Cliff Central, Blue, Black, Africa Day, everything that you can think of. What up, Asanda?
How's it, man?
How's it going?
I'm back again.
You're back again.
That quarters of white privilege.
Anyway, we've got a great show lined up for you today. Those who follow us on Twitter might have noticed that we're talking about Fan Capture. Where the Zoomers are, where the Guptas? Yes. Where the Guptas are concerned with state capture, we're concerned with fan capture. The football show is all about fan capture.
That is whack, bro.
Come on.
Your face is whack.
Your face is whack. Anyway.
You've come up with better interest than that.
Obviously, I can come up with better interest than that. Top of the dome, fam. Those of you who want to get in touch with us, you can holler on 0861-555-189. Twitter is at cliffcentral.com or at the football show, at football show CC. You can also chat to us on
football
WeChat.
Football with a P?
Football with a P, because PH is for philosophy. Look at this guy talking to me on my show like he's football with a P. And WeChat ID is Cliff Central, so you can send us a message. Remember to call us on 0861-555-189. Today is a particularly special show because other than Mr. Lycan here, who we have on the show, who've had a couple of times already now, we're going to have another fan of the show. I don't even know if we can call them fans because they're PH and fans.
What the fuck?
Top of the dome, fam. Top of the dome. So, Twanelo is going to be joining us just now, 23. So, this is what happens when you listen to the football show. We get you on the show and, you know, you can hang with the gods and float.
Where's Sonia? Is
Sonia, I think Sonia's in Cape Town. I think Sonia's a Cape Townian.
So she must fly it down, right?
Yeah, we'll fly it down using these air miles. Using these air miles, man. It's all real up here. We're also joined in the studio later today by Mr. Cindy Sognoni. Cindy Sognoni, for those who don't know him, is probably one of the coolest cool kids other than João. He is a graphic designer, artiste. He's been all over the world. He does like wild shit, man, with like mediums and paints and color. And he's going to join us later on in the studio today as well.
I need his life, man. I need to travel, see the world.
See the world. You need to travel and see the world, eh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You're looking good, man, in your Africa Day shirts, eh?
It's this Africa Day Prince. Swagger. Fire extinct for Africa Day. Swagger. Yes.
I'm out here in a suit and tie, bro.
Representing black privilege. Anyway, let's get on with the show. Joining me in the studio today, some people say that he is the only man who can wear a green tie and get away with not looking like a leprechaun. And some say he is the only man to have four BMWs parked right outside Cliff Central, but decides to go in two at the same damn time. All we know is that he is the man with the most immaculate, fleeky, unplannable JG pound cake fade of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. You're not putting your hands together. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mr. Lycan, a.k.a.
Yes,
Asanda Chuma,
yes,
a.k.a.
Yes,
Offbreaker.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming into the show.
What did you drink, bro? You're very hyped, eh?
It's coffee. I had so much coffee today. It's me on the show today alone. I think today is going to be one of the few days I'm actually outnumbered by fans on the show, or rather guests on the show. Because Durag Jesus is not here. Theo Mojo is not here.
Where's Joel?
He's in Namibia, supplicating on the vaginal juices of Herero maidens.
Theo still bedridden?
Oh, shame. You know, people were like tweeting me and thinking that I was joking about Theo last week. Theo was in an actual accident, guys. Theo was run over by a vehicle.
Did people actually think you were kidding?
People thought I was kidding.
You didn't make that shit up.
No, cause... I didn't make that shit up. I know I make a lot of shit up on this show, but Theo was actually run over by a vehicle.
Okay.
And he went in for surgery on Thursday last week.
Was that serious?
Yes, surgery to his face. He's not going to be like Kanye. You know, he's got like metal plates in his face
really?
Now. He's not going to go past airport security, man. It's over.
That's some hectic shit, bro.
So, yeah, I was trying to talk to him today and see if he can come onto the show. He's like, no, I can't remember. So, here's to Theo. Hope you get well soon, man. We miss you on the show.
Theo in remembrance.
Theo in remembrance. Now, oh my God. There is so much to talk about in terms of just one team that you can talk about this week. Manchester United. So, Saturday, Louis van Gaal, defiant as usual, probably pulling his pants down at training and saying he wants these guys to play sexy football the next day. But, I mean, the man is defiant. And he says he has heard nothing about his sacking, which, I mean, we all knew by then.
Dude, I think we knew 18 months ago that van Gaal was going.
Yeah. So, come Sunday, they play the FA Cup. Sideways football, but you know, they get the goals and they win against Crystal Palace.
I didn't even watch that game.
Somehow they managed to get the win. And 48. What? I'm going to pose this question to you later. But immediately after winning the FA Cup, note that the leak didn't come from the Man United side.
Mm-hmm.
And the leak came from Jose Mourinho's camp.
Of course.
Jorge Mendes. And, you know, his bunch of miscreants and trolls and whatever underbelly, underdwelling human beings that he consorts with, they come out immediately and they cast a shadow on the triumph that is the FA Cup. You know, you've got United fans coming out and saying, no, we don't celebrate the FA Cup. You know,
You know what fucks me up about the FA Cup, right?
Yeah.
When is any team other than Arsenal that wins it? Oh my God, it's an important trophy.
It's an important trophy, yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Won it 2 seasons in a row. Everyone's like,
it's nothing.
Who cares about the FA Cup? Fuck.
You can vent here. It's a safe place. Okay. It's a safe place.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're
welcome.
I wasn't away.
Yeah, this is a very safe place. It's internet radio, man. No one cares. So, does that not speak to... Well, I don't even know if it speaks to anything, but because we know that Mourinho has a serious lack of class as an individual. I hope Direct Jesus can hear this.
I'm a huge Mourinho fan, dog.
Look, I'm not a Mourinho fan.
I am.
I'm not a huge Mourinho fan, but there's a serious lack of class on the man himself as a manager. I mean, his acrimonious exit at Chelsea tells you everything you need to know about that guy.
But you think he knew about the leak?
What do you mean?
That you knew that Jorge was going to leak it?
No, obviously. You can't do that without... There is no way something like that is going to happen without your client giving you the green light to do that.
Come on, it's Jorge Mendes. I mean, he's probably one of the best sports managers, or not sports, agents in the world, bro. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, there's that. But
strategy, bro, strategy.
It's fucked up strategy, I'll tell you that much. but yeah, so I want to go through... So yeah, immediately after they win the FA Cup, the first time they've won it in 12 years, which is a long time, and they've equaled Arsenal's record of 12 FA Cup wins in the history of the competition.
The Mighty Gunners.
They've equaled the Mighty Gunners in terms of their record in the competition. Now, what I want to ask a lot of Man United fans, I mean, feel free to tweet us, guys, or send the message on what's that place called? On WeChat. Oh, we've got a caller. Just hold on. Let me sort this out first, Duncan. Let me sort it. We've got Tammy on the line. We got Tammy on the line, and he's a huge Man United fan, and we want to hear what he has to say. Tammy, you're on the line. What's up, man?
Yes.
We should mute you, dog. You're not allowed to be on air talking about Man United. What's up, Ndanga? What's going on, dog?
I'm good. Hi, how are you?
That suddenly changed. Sorry, how are you?
We can hear you, Tammy. What's up?
Okay, cool. But I think you guys are just getting carried away because there's only Arsenal supporters in that studio. what you need to understand is that Arsenal and Man United now are level 12 each.
Yeah, yeah.
We won the FA Cup. Obviously, the season was disappointing.
Yeah.
But still, Arsenal have not won the league in such a long time. So I do not understand.
In 12 years, yeah.
Why are you guys making yourself, why are you making yourselves feel comfortable by, you know, sitting on us because suddenly we won the FA Cup? We're celebrating you guys. You're celebrating. For
No. I wasn't. You know what?
Who's celebrating?
No.
Sam, I can pull out your tweets, B.
Pull out my tweets, and you will not find me slagging Man United off for celebrating the FA Cup. I'm fully aware of Arsenal's position here, and you know.
And well, I'm not. I also want to know here from Tanelo, because you know
she's actually walking in now. So
a football father.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. What football father? What?
A football father is going to be coaching Manchester United.
Yes. Her football god.
We need to know how she feels about that.
Hello.
We're going to find out how she feels about that just now.
We need to find out if we need to send flowers for condolences. And
oh, yeah. She's also like a big Mourinho fan, hey?
Yeah, no. There must be
so much betrayal, like in the Chelsea ranks, and how people feel about what's happened with Jose Mourinho and him going to Man United. She's now on the line. She can hear you, Tammy. Hello, hi, Tswani. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks, and you?
Yeah, we're good. How are you? Good to see you finally. All them tweets.
Hello, Tswani. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, and you?
So, Tammy's chatting about.
So, so tough coming from this Friday.
I came from Rosebank actually.
Oh yeah, man. Anyway, Tammy's on the line. Tammy, you were saying?
I just wanted to see how she feels about Mourinho, a football father.
He can
coaching
die.
Manchester That's United, the greatest it. Team.
He can die.
He can die.
Wow, is that where this conversation ends? Are you gonna
yes,
be like Durek
can
Jesus?
Just die.
You know, if Durek Jesus was here today, would be able to get him to talk about football stuff finally. You know, because
you know how excited he would be at the appointment of Mourinho.
I actually want to read some of Durek Jesus's tweets here about the appointment of Jose Mourinho. Well, the imminent appointment. The Holy Spirit is moving. All powers and principalities, all demons of indecisiveness and rookie errors that usually afflict Ed Woodward. I say, Holy Ghost fire burn. That's probably a Nigerian accident. And then he says, I need all Man United fans to join me in prayer. Then he says, the price of cirrhosis, racism, and sunburn is cheap in Tswane. That's probably some other thing. We have endured Moyes, Arsenal fan banter, LVG substitutions and tactics, but we have never cursed God. Bless us like you blessed Job.
I feel like they don't even deserve Mourinho. So let's just start there.
Why?
They've always been beefing with me about his statistics. All the Man United fans, Tammy included.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think they deserve him.
Tammy, what do you have to say to that, man?
No, look, I'll be honest with you. You know, obviously, when a coach has gone to the other team, you throw whatever banter you can in his way.
Yeah.
We all know Mourinho's always got that, you know, 3-year curse with him.
Yeah.
And you know, I alluded to that. But when you look at his record, I think it's only one team that didn't win the league in the first season, which is Chelsea when he came back.
Yeah.
But in the second season, he's always won the league.
Yeah.
He's delivered results. He's the better swagged out version of LVG.
Better swagged out version.
So you think youngsters like Marcus Rashford are going to be loaned out to West Brom since Mourinho is taking over? We know he doesn't believe in youth.
To be honest with you, I do not care about anything except winning the league.
Okay.
Marcus Rashford can...
Is he a good fit for Man United? I mean, that's the important question. Is Jose Mourinho a 3-year manager who, by and large, ends up antagonizing his dressing room, has acrimonious exits wherever he goes, bar Inter Milan? Is this kind of manager the one that you need for a club like Man United, which is basically built on legacies?
Let's look at who's at Manchester United.
Yeah.
Say Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
We both know that those two guys have got a very good relationship.
Uh-huh.
We know that Mourinho has always looked up to say Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
So if there's anyone who's going to pull him back to say, listen, This is not the way, or this is how you need to do it. So Alex Ferguson is right there, within his limits. So can a person, you know, can a coach evolve? Yes, he can evolve.
Yeah.
I mean, I know for one, I was criticizing Mourinho in terms of how he was fielding only seasoned players and not fielding the youngsters.
Yeah.
And I had a look at the stats and I actually realized he's actually promoted a lot of youngsters.
Yeah, Mario Balotelli at Inter.
You know, he's done that consistently.
Yeah.
So, you know, can he last beyond three seasons? I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, there are those who feel like Man United has always been his dream job. I mean, if you look at the day he beat Man United with Porto in the Champions League. Yeah.
And he ran across.
And I don't know. Maybe she might have something. What do you have to say about that one?
No, that's what... 2004 was a long time ago. So I really don't care.
Wow.
No, but so, you know, just my last word.
Yeah.
I think Manchester United, what has Manchester United done? What we've basically done is we've tried to make sure that we are not Liverpool.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
You've tried to arrest the rot as soon as it started creeping in.
Exactly.
Okay, so, well, we hope you're right, and we hope you shall be vindicated, but I'm sure wherever Durag Jesus is, somewhere in Kusile, he is ejaculating on top of pylons and pylons of maidens from different countries. But yeah, thanks for the call, Tammy. We really appreciate it, man.
So, guys.
All right.
All right. What are you guys doing for the football show? I mean, for the Champions League on Saturday?
I am actually going to be masturbating.
Okay.
to Real Madrid to every goal.
I mean, the Champions
League. Yes, to every goal. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought about putting it on Periscope, but apparently it's a bad idea.
Why?
I don't know. It might be illegal. it might be illegal. But anyway, welcome, Twani. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for finally joining us and stop terrorizing us with these tweets, man.
Do you have an intro for her?
I did. But you know, like, I'm okay. Let me do it. Hold on.
That's alcohol, right?
You know? Some say she is obviously the only red bone from the East Rand who's got 5,000 men knocking on her door every day. And that one day, she once said to Asanda that she was coming, and he said she's unreliable.
What? What?
All we know is that she is the goddess of the East Rand, the primordial red bone. 23. How are you, 20?
I'm good. I'm not sure about the red bone thing, though. Let's not lie to the people.
You're about the red bone.
Welcome, Tony. Welcome.
Welcome to the show. Yes. Just remember to speak into the mic like it's a...
Yes, go. Say it.
Penis.
Say it.
There was no other polite way to say that. So, now, this is what I've been trying to ask people. So... And I read a really good piece about it in some Irish Times newspaper last week, or was it yesterday, whenever. And this guy was talking about how Jose Mourinho and Man United are actually a very good fit.
How?
Because, well, he puts it this way. He says, Man United's priority, they are the most commercially viable entity on the planet.
Sure.
You know? No one gets commercial deals the way that those little elves those in Man fuckers, United's yes. offices yeah. gets commercial deals. I mean, what's his name? Tom Arnold? Mm-hmm. The guy who's responsible mm-hmm. for the commercial department or whatever. They get $75 million or pounds a year from Adidas.
Really?
A year. Their deal dwarfs anyone.
That's a shitload.
By a country mile. Real Madrid are on 30. But Chelsea are gonna get 60 now with Nike, I think, next season.
Yeah.
And you had to pay them $40 million to get it over and done with.
Yes.
Come on. we got a WeChat message here from... Who's this from? From Kodua. Your male guest today sounds like he's blowing a dick with a sock on. So soft. Spoken so soft. that would be you, Asanda.
I'm not even gonna respond.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, I have nothing to say.
Okay, so we're talking about... So, he was basically making the point that Man United's focus has shifted from its fan base. Essentially, football in general in the 21st century has shifted from the paying customer is no longer the guy who comes to watch the games. The paying customer is the brands that pay to be associated with Man United.
So, I was looking at it from a commercial perspective. Eh?
And which is, actually a very, something very honest and, very analytical and really thought out that we haven't really thought about,
Yeah,
yeah. And he says... in an age where you need a pantomime, you need villains, you need drama, you need tension. It's like a soap opera.
Yeah.
You need a product. Yeah. So that's the product now.
Mm.
And the consumers of that product are not only us who watch the TV, but also the brands that pay to be associated with Man United. And who better to appoint as your coach than a guy who's always throwing fits and hissy fits down the touchline? Do you guys agree?
Yeah, I guess I do agree.
Yeah, I suppose if we reduce football to mere commerce, I guess then I do agree. And that's
no, this thing is now commerce. Let's not lie to each other.
What, football?
Yeah.
No, no.
This thing is now Commerce. It's not being soft. You soft voice, soft spoken.
What the fuck? What am I supposed to do? If my voice is soft, it's soft.
You soft spoken.
What the fuck?
I'm just messing with you, man. Kodu, I hope you heard that. He became hard.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. So, is there? Are we seeing? So we know we have Arsene Wenger. Are we seeing the last of the legacy managers in that guy? Yes. Is yeah, he definitely the last? Because
he's the last man standing there.
Oh wow! You don't like him, do you?
No, I do like him. I just think that he's a bit overrated.
Who? Overrated?
Arsene Wenger.
Your face is overrated. What do you mean, Arsene Wenger? What? What?
Post 2004 Arsene Wenger is a tad bit overrated.
2004 Arsene
Wenger. Post.
Okay. I was gonna be like, what do you?
But he was the boss don back then. Not now. He's kind of lost his way.
No one loses swag like Arsene Wenger. Have you seen his modeling pictures, bro?
But anyway, let me.
No, tell us what you think. Tell us what you think.
Arsene Wenger washed. No, man, never.
No, Arsene Wenger is washed.
No,
let's not lie to each other. Arsene Wenger is washed, properly washed.
I don't think he's adjusted to modern football, but that doesn't mean he's washed. Does that mean he's washed?
It makes you washed.
No,
you're washed.
No,
you gotta move with the times.
You gotta move with the times, bro. If you can't adapt, you're washed. But anyway, let's talk about the FA Cup, the game itself. Did anyone watch it?
No.
Who cares about United?
Wow. No one. This is a football show, eh? Ostensibly.
What the fuck?
I know you speak about nudes.
No.
Wow.
No. I would never sit down and watch United Crystal Palace.
Okay, not after the season I've had.
With Mourinho coming, who do you think is going to get the boot at United? People are talking about Juan Mata already. Like, he's because, you know, Mourinho sold him.
But, but that's because he had options at Chelsea.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He did.
Why did he need to go and buy Fabregas the season after? Not even the season after, that summer, because he sold Mata in January, and in that summer he brought back Fabregas.
But who did you bring in for Mata though?
You bring in Fabregas, because ostensibly Fabregas was playing as a 10 at Real Madrid.
So we're saying Fabregas is a hoe. He'd move from Chelsea to United after moving from
look,
Arsenal
these guys
to Barcelona.
These guys are football players, eh? That time of loyalty to a club or whatever is gone now.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, but
your favorite player, Cristiano Ronaldo, has been fucking loyal to Real Madrid. He was loyal to Manchester United.
Look, that guy
Lionel Messi is loyal to Barcelona.
Messi is loyal to people who give him drugs. Of course, he's a drug fiend. He's a drug fiend. They're going to keep...
Fucking Sergio Aguero has been at what, City 5 seasons now? That's loyalty, bro.
That's
you could
loyalty.
Have easily gone to...
It's money, Baba. It's a money. They give him a good money there and he stays there.
They could have given him good money at Real Madrid.
The goo.
And they could have given money at Real Madrid.
More than
they could
Cristiano.
Have given real money at fucking Bayern. But he's decided to stay at City. Come on, dog.
And wait to win the Champions League. So meaning he'll never win it there.
With City.
With City.
You guys are jamming. Pep is inheriting a squad that is on crutches.
No, dog. No.
More than anything, Yaya Toure is going to leave.
Yeah,
Vincent Kompany's crocked. He's got so many injuries now.
Pep is the plug, though. He knows all the good drug dealers, so
he's the plug.
He's the plug.
But
you
but
might know Dr. Fuentes on a loan, but I don't know how that could work out. I don't know. Oh yes, we're gonna have the annual football show awards today. We've got exciting categories like the man with the first touch of a baby's bottom, or the man with the first touch of a rapist.
What?
No rape jokes. But we're gonna have like
you're gonna be crucified by feminist Twitter.
So but feminist Twitter doesn't really listen to this show.
Hashtag wow.
Hashtag feminist forever.
She's part of feminist Twitter.
Hashtag right? feminist forever on the football show. If only Theo was here, he could tell you. Hashtag feminist forever. But yeah, we have many categories. We've got obviously the player with the most swag, the most good looking man. We've given that to Olivier Giroud already. There are no votes that are going to be in that category. But yeah, we have so many awards coming up for you, so just stay tuned. Just stay tuned. Now, moving along swiftly, let's talk about...
I want to talk about the Euros.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Barcelona and Sevilla. Did anyone watch that game?
Yes.
Did you
great
watch
football.
Oh, great football.
Great football.
I like how they pass the balls.
You know, I thought Barcelona did well to hold on. There were 10 minutes
down
from
down.
The 30th minute or something.
37.
Fucking Mascherano is usual getting a red card.
He's so predictable. He's as predictable as the sun. You know, like Arlo's gonna come out tomorrow. He's gonna get a red card.
As predictable as Jesus Navas.
Now it tells you a lot about Barcelona. Sander, we could go and coach Barcelona and they'll win the Champions League.
Yes, I truly
what
believe
what
it.
Does that speak to the pedigree of manager that you have at Barcelona? That I mean, Lucho now has two He's got two doubles or trebles or whatever he's got now. He's got a treble and a double.
Yeah.
And in two seasons, he's got the same amount of trophies that Pep Guardiola.
Yeah,
had
exactly.
Two seasons.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are we going to say that he is as good a coach as Pep Guardiola?
No.
No.
Why?
But I also don't rate Pep that highly. As
oh, come on! Pep is a football. Pep is pedantic.
Don't tell me he's a football genius.
He's a football god.
I actually think Ancelotti is a better manager than Pep.
What? Yes. Your face is
facts.
A better manager. What do you mean?
Facts.
No, look.
But yes, on your point, I've played
what
football
are your
manager.
Facts based on?
I've also won the treble with Barcelona.
Oh,
so.
You, on football manager? Yes, yeah. Exactly. So I mean, it's very totally possible. Terrible. It's very possible. Do you think like anyone can win with Barcelona? You don't think so?
I don't know. I think the jury's out there.
If Arsene Wenger goes
to
Barcelona today,
the guy had cancer. Didn't he coach them and then he didn't?
Did he win the league?
He won the league in previous season.
Yeah.
The guy after him, Martino.
Tata Martino didn't win anything. No.
So you see, not everyone can win everything with them.
Pito Musamani can go to Barcelona and win.
Pito's a god.
So. Pito is a yeah, but Pito's also good. So
Pito needs to come to Kaizer Chiefs. Can we just talk?
No.
He really needs to come to Kaizer Chiefs.
We will get to that. We'll get to local football just now. But yeah, the spectacle that was Sevilla. Sevilla, in the end, they didn't look like the team that played against Liverpool like last
year.
No,
they didn't.
Or is that an indictment on Liverpool's lack of quality?
It could be that too.
Because in the second half, they just blew Liverpool away. Like, completely.
You know, yeah. I'm such a massive Kevin Gamero fan. Eh?
Oh, yeah. No.
Kid is fucking quality.
But he's not in the squad.
He's not in the France squad.
Not in the France squad, yeah.
Fucking Didier Deschamps picked... What's his name?
Giroud? Giroud, obviously, because of his looks.
What's that guy? And what is it? Pierre and... What is
Gignac.
That yeah, Gignac.
Fucking, Gignac is just another Giroud.
The guy who plays in the fucking Mexican league over quality striker who scored 29 goals in La Liga. Fuck, man. That shit made me so upset, bro.
Are you okay? You're right?
No, I'm okay.
Do you want to take a break? Want to take some time?
No.
You
okay.
Sure?
I'm all right.
Okay, let's move along. Local football. Actually, we might or we might not be going to the PSL Awards on Monday night. We'll have to confirm that later on in the week. But Sundowns basically got the trophy this weekend. They got it this weekend, didn't
yes.
they?
Yes.
Are you a Masandawana?
Can I take a long talk to the show?
Yeah.
Where are they?
We have no idea. What's that place in the East End? Your hood?
Empress Palace.
Yes. I think that's where they are. Yeah. So we might.
So there's actually things that happen in the East End.
There are actually things.
We have the airport. So
she's happening. Look at her. She's from the East End and she's happening. Look at her. Yeah. Goddess of beauty and East Randism.
You're making up words?
Yes. I keep on making up words on this show. That's part of the beauty of it. So yeah, I think is it unanimous that Kama Biliat is the player of the season for the PSL?
Yes. Without a shadow of a doubt.
How old do you guys think he is? Do you think he's really 25?
Yeah, he's 25. I think he's about 25.
Is it?
Or 23, actually.
Is it?
Or thereabouts, yeah.
I believe his age.
No,
I don't think he's lying.
It's absolute quality, bro.
He is absolute quality. And
I think it's part of the reason Sundowns won the league, actually.
Definitely. He's like a huge reason why they won the league.
Yeah.
Are Sundowns worthy champions?
Yes.
What happened to the other teams? Kaizer Chiefs, Pirates.
They were shit. Plain and simple.
Fucking bottom. Okay. Do you want to be more analytical on this football show? Do you want to have more worst?
Fucking Bobby Motawong is the reason when Chiefs are fifth, right?
They could be. For all we know, because they lost to Chipa United on the last.
To be fair to Steve Compella, he inherited an aging squad. Simpiwe Shabalala hasn't been his best since he scored that goal in the World Cup in 2010.
Guys,
fuck, man.
They don't even have style anymore. They call themselves Bafanaba style.
Glamour boys.
There's no glamour. There's nothing.
Oh, shame. But is it not a bit disingenuous on you guys' part to say that they're an aging squad when just a season before that they won the league at a canter?
Yeah, but no, but didn't he get money to spend on players? He did, right?
Well, I know about Compella.
He made some additions to his squad. And Compella couldn't do that. I mean, who did they fucking sign? Who's Seven Kulu, I think, or something like that? Fuck, man.
You're hurt, eh?
No, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
You know when can I just say that?
Yes.
When Arsenal is always losing, I could always rely on Chiefs.
Kind of Chiefs.
To comfort me at night.
To do something, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now at the same time they're both doing shit. Nah, man, fuck that shit, bro. I'm over football.
So you are the new Durag Jesus right now.
Why?
Durag Jesus was so over football, he walked out of a like we were here.
You chased him out.
We needed to talk about a result and he like lost his top and he walked out of
the
here.
The man was clear. Let's not talk about United. You kept talking about United.
But that was the result of the week. We needed to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah. You can tweet us on at Football Show CC, or you can call us on 0861-555-189. If you're calling from out of the country like some people, it's +27861-555-189, and you can get to hear the salty voice of the God. Common question. or you can get to hear the guest that we have on the show today. It's Fan Capture. Asanda looked at me like I'm crazy. The Zoomers and the Guptas, they do state capture. Mm-hmm. We do fan capture.
Okay.
What other show do you know in the country that just decides, people who listen to the show, we love you so much, come and hang out with us in the studio?
None.
Exactly, zero. We're the first show in the country to have a stripper on the show.
That was for your first episode.
That was like,
right?
Monumental, you know, that was like, stuff, though.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was monumental stuff. That was, you know, groundbreaking.
You know, it would have been better if you had actually had a webcam and you could actually see the stripper.
I mean, well, look, we
it's
we,
pointless
we,
hearing we, a stripper speak. Once you hear
her
speak,
oh, her voice, fuck, though. Man. Her voice is so. Her voice is a stripper. That's what's up. Her voice.
When
is
you're
a
at a strip club, do you listen to their problems?
I let them talk to me.
Really?
Yes, because what do they say to you? I'm really more about listening and finding the human experience that got the person there. You know what I mean? I'm really all about connections.
You're talking shit, bro.
Yeah, I like making connections with other human beings.
Sure.
Now, let's move on swiftly. We're going to start with the Football Show Awards. I think I need to have
I've never heard of the Football Show Awards.
I think I need to have a drum roll for this. Yes. So welcome to the first annual Football Show Awards, hosted by yourself, yours truly, the God, Common Question. With some people in the studio. I got a Sunday stream, and I've also got Swanello. We're just gonna move on swiftly and just go on and start with the awards show with the first award of the evening. Is it an evening? It depends on when you listen to the show, really.
Yeah.
Now, some people download the podcast. So, who has been the English Premiership player of the season with the most swag?
With the most swag.
With the most swag. Yes.
That makes it difficult. Like, the Leicester players are swagless.
Riyad Mahrez has got some. He's got some.
No, Riyad Mahrez
has
got swag.
He's got swag.
Not
he's
a
from
lot,
swag. He's from France. He's got swag.
No, man.
He's Algerian.
He grew up in France. Okay. Yeah, he's got swag.
Yes. No, fucking no. Riyad Mahrez is swag. Swag for days.
So our nominees. I will put Mesut Ozil, obviously, because he's the.
You know, have you seen Ozil? Every time these pictures, he's always putting up gang signs.
I'm gang like, signs. Gang sign out the window. Yeah, bitch. Gang sign out the window. Duncan says Sergio Aguero.
Yeah,
of course,
definitely.
Yes.
But where's the swag? He divorced Maradona's daughter. How do you get swag? There's no swag.
He's just got that, like that.
That is
natural.
The ultimate swag, when you can say, "Fuck, I know you're Maradona's daughter, but I don't give a damn. I've smashed. What more do I need from you? What more do I need from you?
Wow.
You've given me a child. I mean, let's go our separate ways." That is
Anthony
the
Martial.
Ultimate swag.
Anthony Martial.
Yeah.
Swag.
He's, quite swag.
Swag.
Yeah.
Swag.
Which other footballers are they that have swag in the Premier League?
So we're down to four. We've got Riyad Mahrez.
Yeah.
We've got Mesut Ozil.
Yeah.
We've got Anthony Martial and Kun Aguero.
Okay. So we're not going to put Giroud there.
No, Giroud is like the best looking man of all time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not Theo Walcott.
Theo's a good looking man. Is Theo a good looking man though, or is he just a yellow ball?
He's just a yellow ball.
Of yellow balls taking them. Thank you, Oklahoma City Thunder. Oh my God. No yellow bone formed against Michael Jordan and LeBron James will prosper. None. Zero. It's 3-1 now to OKC. Thank goodness for that. Anyway, so Kun Aguero, yay or nay?
Yay.
Mesut Ozil, yay or nay?
Of course.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yay.
Fucking wears earrings and shit, man. I mean,
black diamonds. Right? Apartheid. He's got black diamonds, bro. He's got black diamonds on white skin. Apartheid, guys. I'll make Mesut Ozil the player of the season with swag.
Let's crown him.
Are we going to crown Mesut Ozil?
Yes, let's crown
him. Do you
him.
Believe? But
yeah,
he gets so much slack though. Why is it that Mesut Ozil, as a player, who I think is universally acknowledged by people who actually watch football as a supremely talented player, why does he get so much? Do people want him to run like 12,000 kilometers or?
People want him to score more goals.
He scored 8 this season. Not bad for a guy who plays in this position. Which other 10 scores to 8 goals?
8 goals is poor, Doug.
Which other 10 has got 8 goals and 20 assists?
Which put it like that.
Yeah. Which other number 10 in world football has got 8 goals and 20 assists?
What position did Lampard play?
Lampard was like an 8.5.
Yeah. Gerrard?
8.5, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I think he's a special player.
No, he's a special talent.
Yeah, and to anyone... Anyone who wants to like pour slander on Mesut Ozil, fuck your couch.
Can we have the least swaggerless player in the EPL?
The player with the least swag has to be Jamie Vardy.
Jamie Vardy. Has to be Jamie. Or Harry Kane.
Not Perisic.
Like, no!
When you look at him, he's just a fucking nerd, bro. When you look at him, you're like, nerd.
No!
Perisic, dog.
No.
Not Peter.
Not Peter, man.
Really?
No, fam. No. So it's Jamie Vardy.
Harry Kane.
I feel there's someone else.
Robert Huth.
And N'Golo Kante. N'Golo Kante has got that. Look, I love black people. I love Kambu Zuma and Harare. But N'Golo Kante has got that. I'm from Kambu Zuma swag. Nigga, I just got off the bus. I'm just trying to make it. I'm happy to be here. Have you seen how he chased after lost balls? Have you seen the determination of a poor, hungry Somalian child that he chased? I'm like, he's chasing after a piece of grain. I need to feed my family. Maybe that is a different kind of swag on its own. That's a different kind of swag on its own. But is N'Golo Kante one of the least swaggerless players of all time?
Yeah,
of all time, though, guys.
Of all time.
No, there's not, of all time.
I mean, there's Marcus. There's Puyol in there. Yeah. Throw Puyol in the mix.
Puyol's hair gives him a bit of swag.
What?
I think it does.
Is he trying to be Shaggy Dog on Game of Thrones? No.
Mascherano is also swaggerless.
No, he's got that Argentine mafia thing going on with him.
No, he does.
Must go sit in the corner for that comment.
There are no corners at Cliff Central. It's all around. Okay, so what's our next award? Most swaggerless. So who are we going to give it to? Who are we going to crown it? Look, Jamie Vardy, he scored for England, I think, in one of the friendlies. And then he went to get married. He's getting married today, hey? It's today?
I think so. Some random date though.
He's getting married today. And look, I can only imagine what life awaits his wife. A life of no swag. A life
of Vardy parties.
Of Vardy parties. Oh yes, the Vardy parties. Yes. Yeah, no, yeah. We don't.
He's not marrying an Asian, right?
Well, folks, let's hope not.
Sorry.
I suspect a life of racism.
Yeah, of course.
And anti-Semitism awaits her.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
But I actually think he's very similar to Wayne Rooney. For some reason, I think he's going to be cheating on his wife with prostitutes or escorts.
Yeah, he does have those weird vibes.
Excuse me, escorts. Excuse me.
It's a profession.
Yes, it's a profession, of course.
Escorts.
Yeah.
You think that's...
I think so.
All right. I
think so. He's a type of player.
I think so too. He's got those weird vibes about him.
Like white supremacist vibes.
Yes.
So you guys think Wayne Rooney is a white supremacist?
I don't care much about Wayne Rooney, so...
I actually watched his documentary.
Really?
Very, very down-to-earth guy. Yeah, the ones that they're running on BBC, you know. Yeah. With the... They did a Beckham one. They did Sir Alex Ferguson.
You're a true football person, aren't you?
Yeah.
I did. Congrats, man.
Am I supposed to be ashamed about that? This is the football show. Hello.
I mean, you've grown up from your roots days.
Look, there are less things to worry about now. You know, you need to. Sometimes in life, you need to find your focus and just hone in on the things that make you happy.
Okay.
I chose God.
You know how skinny he used to be at Rhodes, eh?
Yeah.
Look at him now in this African print shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
That black privilege.
Guys, it's Africa Day, hey? Yes. Must love Madiba.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Madiba gave us Africa.
Madiba.
Yeah, easily.
By himself.
Not General.
Not
Robert.
No.
Gabriel Mugabe.
No. I love that guy. I don't want to get arrested. I just want to. Right, let's move on to some news. I just want to get these people to. Okay, Mourinho and Van Gaal are similar. That's from one of the De Boer twins. And then Carlo Ancelotti says Mourinho and United are a good wedding, which is something that we've already discussed today.
Yeah.
And then it's all the news is about Mourinho. Eric Cantona says Pep Guardiola would have been a better fit for Man United.
I think so. I would agree with that.
Yeah. Why?
Do you think this is a fit for City? I don't think so.
Because of money, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because there's never been a time when Pep has gone somewhere and not spent shitloads of money.
Yeah.
And apparently he's into superstars only, and there are no superstars at Man United, according to Duncan. Thank you, Duncan, for that information. Thank
you, Duncan. It's so factual, though.
And then,
have you asked Duncan how he feels about
Uzi.
What are you like coming to City, since he's a massive City fan?
Look, Duncan is wearing Uzi pants and probably up to Uzi underwear. He's probably just come from hijacking someone on, you know, on Marlboro Drive just now.
Is he from the East Strand?
No, Duncan is from around here. He's from around here, man. He's from the north.
He's from the north.
Duncan's from the north, fam. He's a north guy.
It's a factory fault then.
Okay, and then Xavi says Pep can transform English football. We're tired of that. Arsenal linked with Alvaro Morata for 45.6 million euros or pounds. I'm not sure.
No.
And then Granit Xhaka, we saw that he was in the kit, but he hasn't been announced.
It's so weird, right?
Some asshole leaked the pictures on Snapchat. I'm sure that guy, if this deal falls through, Granit Xhaka will just be like, but didn't we talk about this thing? I said to you, don't post those pictures until they make the final announcement on.
So it hasn't been announced.
It hasn't been announced.
But a lot of Arsenal fans have changed their names
to Xhaka.
Yes, Xhaka. Yes. How do you pronounce his surname?
Xhaka.
How do you pronounce Shaqiri's first name?
Shaqiri.
No.
Jordan Shaqiri.
Jordan. Okay.
Yeah. Xhaka. Okay. Oh, it's Xhaka. It's Shaqiri. Oh, it's Xhaka and Jordan.
No.
I can only imagine our erstwhile Zimbabwean football commentator Charles Mabika commentating on Granit Xhaka. Oh, yes. Granit Xhaka with the ball. He gives it to Jordan. Jordan on the touchline. Gives it away. Gives it to Zalik. Zalik with the goal. Oh, almost. Almost. Let us move on swiftly.
You've lost your accent.
No, who says that?
You've lost your accent, Doug.
Bro, I don't want to get deported. I'm here just trying to be like
perfecting
a normal.
Everything
about I was even saying to Duncan earlier that, fam, look, I'm here. I'm wearing my Africa Day swag out here trying to be a nice person. Like, yo, Dano, you saw. And I was like, no, listen, tomorrow they're going to call me a Kwere Kwere, but today I was Africa with them today. today I was, we were in solidarity together as Africans, you know?
Do people still call.
Look.
Do they still use that term?
Look, I was in an Uber the other day and the guy thought I was an African and there was something said in there. I can't repeat on it.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like, oh, these Nigerians, man. They just take out girls every time. I mean, this guy. I can't even say chief. Chief, I can't say on it. Oh, wow. Another xenophobic attack coming from. He says they drug our girls.
Hey.
You are lucky Durak Jesus is not here, eh? You are so lucky Durak Jesus is not here. Anyway, there was also, you know, we're also having a debate about jollof rice here on the show. And there was a battle of battles to finally finish the jollof rice battle over the weekend. And some lady cook from England decided that Nigerian jollof rice was the best jollof rice. So, yawo koduwa agiekum. We know you have this ongoing debate with Durak Jesus. But please be advised. Jollof rice from Nigeria is the better jollof rice. All right, let's move on to some more news. Liverpool signed another guy called Karius, whatever his name is. He's from Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Mönchengladbach.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
No, he's from Mainz, actually. Karius. Do you think Jurgen Klopp has got a chance with a better team next season with the preseason behind him? Is he one of the challengers of the Premiership next season?
I mean, they don't even have the burden of a Champions League. So, are they in Europa? Do they make Europa?
No, they didn't.
You see? Yeah. So, the only thing they're fucking playing for next season is the league, Capital One Cup, and FA Cup. That's it.
Yeah. What do you think, Tony? Who do you think is going to take the league next season? Tell us about what you think about Conte coming in next season for Chelsea, what he's going to do and how you think he'll transform the team.
No,
he's
going to
buy the league. Yes.
He's going to buy the league. He's a match fixer.
He's a match fixer.
He's a serial doper.
I'm here for that. It's okay.
You're here for doping.
I'm here for that.
We're going to have such amazing doping in the English Premiership next season. We've got Pep Guardiola doping. We've got Mourinho doping. Mm-hmm. We've got Arsene Wenger doping, which is more yoga based. But we've got Arsene Wenger doping. We've got Antonio Conte doping, which also comes with financial doping.
Yes.
Also, Pep has financial doping because, I mean, they're Arabs. They have oil and money.
I actually think Arsenal's going to win the league.
Arsenal.
Next season.
Yes.
Look, if there are no additions made to the squad, the problem with Arsene Wenger and us Arsenal fans is that we know what needs to be done.
Yes,
this
but
season.
We're not doing it.
We know what needs to be done. I mean, he bought Petr Cech last season and we were like, but guy, what is this? What is this wisdom? Where do you get this wisdom?
But a lot of you guys were very confident about winning the league. Look, after you got Petr Cech.
We were actually very confident up until January. And then the Coxola partnership got destroyed. Francis Coughlin and Santi Cazorla.
Yeah.
I think that's where the, you know, the disjoint in the Arsenal.
Does that mean Cazorla is out? This transfer window since Granit is now in.
But Granit is a full on defensive midfielder. He's a replacement for Flamini, because I think more than anything, Kokla might find himself on the bench.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Granit Xhaka.
So Elneny is also going to be on the bench then.
He's a difficult player to replace, eh?
Who?
He's Elneny is Mikel Arteta's replacement.
Okay.
He's a player who does the simple things supremely well. He gets the ball and moves it.
Let's look at our defensive combination. We have
it's going to be
Granit and
I think it's going to be a lot Santi. Of yeah. It could be Granit and Granit Xhaka and what's his name? And Elneny.
Yeah.
It could be, I think Coxola is going to be a very sanctified partnership. It's a it's an important partnership for Arsene Wenger, because Santi Cazorla gives you something that you don't have.
Agreed.
Especially for a lot of deep-lying playmakers, you know.
Agreed.
He gives you technical superiority and technical, just that quality, that holding the ball and, you know, passing it out of defense. Mm-hmm. And no one else can do that. And that's how we beat Man City and some other teams.
You realize we had
not us though.
Yeah, I was going to say Chelsea.
We cursed since the days of Drogba.
Yeah, definitely since the days of Drogba. Moving along, there's something I wanted to talk about. I forgot where it was. I think I saw it in the Daily Mirror. The Ebola of British media. Now I'm going to destroy the best website we have.
That shit is like Times Live, bro. Have you seen their headlines?
No, I haven't.
Fuck, bro.
But Rose Z on Mirror Football have got like some of the best headlines though.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we are with the Mirror. And now, oh, finally, they've announced
Granit. The standing Granit Xhaka.
Granit Xhaka has been announced. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so happy. And then they're saying Jose Mourinho agrees personal terms on 30 million, 3-year deal as Man United boss.
Swag. Mm. 30 million.
What about this Zlatan link? Have you guys seen that?
I saw that. Mm. For a year at United.
For a year at United. Yeah. As a manager, player manager.
I think it could work.
How?
Mourinho and Zlatan have that special relationship.
Yeah,
but also no, Mourinho brings the best out of players. I mean, come on, the
most. But there's also like players. Wayne Rooney, who's like highly guarded by like the club. So I don't know how egos.
Wayne Rooney
work.
Is washed, man. Fuck.
Can you Wayne Rooney is now a central midfielder, guys.
He must retire. That's what he needs to do.
Man United's most potent playmaker is a washed striker. That's the honest truth.
What are you saying about Juan Mata?
Dude, Jesus admits daily here that the guy can't even dribble. He admits daily that. Have you seen Juan Mata dribbling and going past anyone?
You know what's sad?
Yeah.
At his days, at his prime in Valencia.
At Chelsea. Even at Chelsea.
He was one of the best players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what happened.
Maybe Jose Mourinho happened.
Apparently.
Yeah, Jose Mourinho happened. Also, at Valencia, you notice he used to play like sort of as a winger.
Yes.
Yeah,
and was very effective
very
as a
effective
winger.
Very effective as a winger. Yeah. Even for Spain under 21, I remember he was doing the business. And then, thanks but no thanks, Ryan Giggs is set to turn down Jose Mourinho's offer to stay to end 29-year association with Man United. Womp womp, so sad. So after all those years of cheating on your brother with
now
his
he
wife,
has more time to cheat.
Now he has more time to cheat. Now he has more time to cheat on his brother. Or rather, on his what? Never mind.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, we touched on it, but this is possibly one of the most competitive seasons that we're going into in terms of managerial talent in the Premiership. I mean, these are top quality managers. And how do you think that's going to add to the TV money? How do you think that's going to affect the quality of the Premiership? And who do you guys think is going to come out on top next season? You already said Arsenal. Donny, what do you think?
No, can I be serious about my predictions?
Yeah, be serious now.
City won.
City.
Yeah.
You think Pep can do it in his first season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's done it everywhere he's gone, and so.
Yeah, with a team that has generally been doing well.
Yeah. Yeah. But now he's got time, preseason.
He had preseason at Bayern.
Get some players in.
The Premier League is a different animal.
It's a different
animal.
No, fuck, I don't believe that nonsense. That everybody, the Premier League, oh my God, is so special. Blah blah blah. No, it's not.
Okay, Dan.
There's just more money in it. That's it.
But here
it's
we are
special.
Talking about Leicester
here
City
we are
winning the league. I'm just saying.
We can talk about Atletico. I mean, come on, it's the same shit.
No, but Atletico are a top tier team.
Yeah.
They're not a Leicester City.
They don't have.
They were not battling relegation last season.
No, they don't have special players other than Antoine Griezmann. And that's
Fernando Torres.
Fuck, man.
Gabi, Toke. What are you talking about?
Those are not special players. Those are not special players.
Jamming, bro. You are jamming. Those are special players. Just because they play in a system where they are stifled doesn't mean they're not special. Those are special. Gabi, Koke. Koke. You're jamming, bro. You are.
Koke won't even make the start.
He's in the Spanish team.
He won't even be a starter in the Spanish team. You fucking won the bench
Santi
the whole time.
Place this time.
You
will
fucking
start.
Won the bench the whole time.
This guy,
Cazorla was a bencher.
I'm going to mute you. Shut up. I'm going to mute this guy. You're going to tell us about your predictions for the season next season?
Well, I'd love to say Chelsea.
Give us a top four. Give us a top four.
Yeah. I think Conte will come in.
Yeah.
And make the changes needed. Mm-hmm. We're not playing in Europe, so we have all the time in the world to just focus on the league.
Yeah.
So I think we got a good shot for that. Mourinho United, obvious. I think first will be Chelsea.
Obviously.
Pep will be second.
Obviously.
Mourinho will be third.
Okay.
Fourth, I think
I bind
Arsene,
you.
I think Arsene Wenger might not make top four.
No ways. Come
on. Okay.
I think Klopp has a lot to prove. So, and he's also got time on his hands.
And there are other guys as well in the mix. I mean, Pochettino's team crumbled at the last hurdle.
But I actually don't think they'll do it again.
Is that our other guest Cindy has just decided to show up now? Poor guy. The show is almost over. All right. It's not yet time.
Give us your top four.
Personally, I think United are going to be a very different proposition next season.
Okay.
They already have the organizational qualities in defense, even when they were under Van Gaal. So they'll be a very drilled defensive side with Mourinho.
Chris Smalling at the heart of the defense.
He's a good defender.
Yeah.
Good. Chris Smalling's a good defender, and I mean he came of age this season with under Louis Van Gaal.
I actually think we'll see the best of Daley Blind next season.
Possibly that as well, and I think they'll be probably more exciting to watch under Mourinho. They can play on the counter. And not that United, you know, I was actually thinking about it. United aren't really known for like intricate passing or they are a quick breaking side, and you know, they can play you on the counter and then they can win. And I think Mourinho might be actually more suited to United than many people are giving him credit for.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think maybe Pep will get second.
Okay. You think United is going to win the league?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Duncan is upset because I didn't say Man City. Oh, Duncan, I forgot. Man City actually won the Champions League, in case you didn't notice. Tammy says the most swagged out player is Martial. Scantonto says when you join a rival, the love story is over. So Mourinho, it's his love story with Chelsea is over. Shame. It must be so sad to see you Mourinho go to
I've been preparing for it. I've gone through my 5 stages of grief already.
Uh-huh,
so it's fine.
All right.
It can happen.
Okay. Anyway, guys, that's all we had time for today on what is the show
called? Before we finish, where do you think Arsenal will go?
I think Arsenal will finish third or second. But Liverpool? Also, I think Liverpool will probably be fourth.
Okay.
But I think it's probably premature to make those kind of assessments now, especially when we don't know what kind of reinforcements these guys are going to put on in their teams and in the coming few months.
Will Leicester City make top four next season?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think Mm-mm. they'll make top four next season. They need to make super additions.
Yeah.
Because everyone is now super alert and super awake. Yeah. And
like, did they win the league because they were good or because everyone else was shit?
I think it was a combination of both.
The two.
They were consistent.
Yeah,
and everyone else was just shit, and just like, I know we'll catch up next week.
Mm.
And Leicester were playing like, no, this is the chance of a lifetime. And I mean, they got their just dessert, so kudos to them. Anyway, this has been the Football Show. Remember, all boobs matter. Be kind to strippers, and may the swag be with you.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.